Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the GHCL Textiles Limited Q3 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sheetal Khanduja from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Ryan. Good afternoon, everyone. A warm welcome to all of you who are attending the GHCL Textiles Limited Q3 and 9 months FY25 earnings conference call. We have with us on the call today Mr. R.S. Dalal, Non-Executive Director, Mr. Raman Chopra, Non-Executive Director, Mr. R. Balakrishnan, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Gaurav V., Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Manu Jain, General Manager, Investor Relations and Finance. Please note that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. I shall now hand over the call to Mr. Raman for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sheetal. Good afternoon, everyone. I, Raman Chopra, welcome you all to our earnings call for the quarter and 9 months ended 31st December 2024. Our results and investor presentation have been uploaded to the stock exchanges and company website. In today's call, our team is joined by Mr. R.S. Dalal, Mr. R. Balakrishnan, CEO, Mr. Gaurav, CFO, and Mr. Manu Jain from the Investor Relations team. The sector continues to operate under demand headwinds. Despite this, our plant operated at optimal utilization level. Reflecting on our Q3 performance, revenue increased by 16.9% year-on-year, reaching 288 crores. EBITDA came in at 26 crore rupees, up from rupees 20 crore in the same quarter of the last year. For the 9-month period, our revenue came in at 883 crore. That is an increase of 14% over the same period of last year. EBITDA came in at 84 crore, up by 42% year-on-year. Despite the continued headwinds faced by the industry, our 9-month performance in terms of EBITDA and PAT is higher than FY24 full year's EBITDA and PAT levels. Our share of the revenue from fabric increased from 6.5% in FY24 to now 7.8%. Similarly, our share of exports increased from 15% in FY24 to 18% now. This resilience speaks of our operational excellence and strong customer relationships. Our balance sheet remains robust, with a net cash surplus of 25 crore rupees. During the 9-month period, we generated 80 crores of cash inflows, which was utilized towards 75 crores as growth CapEx, 61 crore as debt repayment, and 5 crores as dividend payments. There was a release of working capital to the tune of 84 crore rupees. With the arrival of new cotton crop, domestic cotton prices have been supported by aggressive purchase from CCI. Yarn prices have mostly remained range-bound, and it is expected that the cotton prices will remain stable, which shall support the domestic textile industry. The 2025-26 Union Budget shall have long-term positive impact on the Indian textile industry. There are several measures aimed at enhancing competitiveness, boosting exports, and modernizing the industry through various schemes and initiatives. Our expansion plans remain firmly on track. We are committed to investment of over rupees 1,000 crores, of which 350 crores have already been deployed. The addition of 25,000 new spindles is progressing as per schedule, with operations expected to commence by June 2025. We have undertaken a new project to set up 40 knitting machines in our existing location at a CapEx of rupees 38 crores. This shall forward integrate into value-added products using our own yarn. We are undertaking reorganization of some of our capacities, which will enhance the operational performance and overall margins. As per our vision, we will invest in weaving and dyed fabric to offer ready-to-cut fabric for our end-use customers. Our balance sheet remains strong, with low leverage. allowing ample room for future growth. Thank you for your continued support and confidence in GSCL Textile Limited. We now welcome any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Jatin Damania from Swan Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, first, I have a couple of questions. So first one is that with the revised import duty on the knitted fabrics, what can be the margin impact on this? Like, how can we see the margin upcoming?
See, this is a very positive move because there was some kind of dumping which was happening on the knitted fabric in India. So with this duty increase, we see that there will be a, you know, improvement in the offtake, that because the demand should increase and it will, you know, give a impetus to the domestic fabric industry, Indian fabric, knitted fabric industry, which indirectly will benefit, you know, the spinning industry as well. So in terms of the margin improvement, that probably will see once the demand offtake happens and overall market improves, the margins will improve. But this is a very positive step. And as you know that we are also setting up, we got the approval yesterday only for our knitted fabric expansion. So this will, knitted fabric new facility. So this would also help us, this initiative will also help us in having a, this has come at a right time and this will also help GSCL establish its value addition journey.
Yeah, that yesterday only we got the permission to set up a new meeting in terms of the expansion. So by when?
Jatin, your voice is very low. Can you come a little closer to the mic, please?
Sir, now it's audible.
Yeah, yeah, very much.
Yeah. So, sir, so just wanted to understand by when did our knitting capacity will come on stream, and what will be the incremental volume that one can get revenue one can get from a knitting, and how much yarn then will be consumed captively?
Yeah, very valid question, Jatin. You see, the plan is to put this knitting facility in two phases. The first phase, there are 40 machines that we are putting up. First phase will come by June 25, 24 machines, and the second phase will be completed by December 2025. So this, both the things, both the you know, phases will be, the whole facility will be operational during the current year. As you know that we are already into the fabric business. We are already, you know, outsourcing the knitted fabric as well as the woven fabric, and that's almost 7.5% of our revenue comes from the fabric. So this will be in addition to our existing fabric operations that we are currently outsourcing. You see, our new spinning facility of 25,000 spindles project is getting completed in June 2025. So the first phase of this knitting facility will be implemented along with that phase. So whatever we will be producing, our existing yarn, 80% of our own yarn which we are you know, going to be producing in our new spinning facility will be utilized towards this knitted fabric. So once both the phases are up and operational, 80% of our own yarn from the new 25,000 facility will be used for the knitted fabric manufacturing.
Okay,
Jatin, to apologize to interrupt you.
Yeah, the entire existing facility of the yarn, we'll be selling it outside, right?
Yeah, yeah. The existing facility yarn will definitely be sold outside. From the new facility, the yarn will be used for this knitted. Yes.
Right. So next question. Now, as you indicate, the yarn prices are stable and now cotton prices are also likely to remain subdued or probably the current level. So as an industry, how do we see the industry playing out in terms of the spinning, and where do we stand in terms of yarn spreads and improvement in the margin that GHCL can get it 1 or 2 years down the line?
Jatin, as you know that probably in our, in the last few years, probably in the last two decades, we have not seen, the demand still remains sluggish. So, and this is probably the longest period of sluggishness in yarn market that we are seeing, almost now 2 years. Even now the market remains little subdued, as I have mentioned in my opening remarks. And this is the longest period. So as and when the market improves, probably we will see the improvement in margins. But at the same time, we are very clearly focused on our strengths, and the steps which we started taking almost 5 years ago towards some of the strategic initiatives have really helped us, in navigating this, tougher period of last 2 years. And that is precisely the reason that despite such headwinds, we have been able to, operate at closer to full capacity utilization. And as you know, that some of the steps which we took, like our customer serviceability, our customer focus, our journey from a commodity yarn to a value-added yarn, utilization of 99%, and our focus on, renewable energy. These are some of the things which has really helped GSCL, tight focus on the cost has helped GSCL navigate this tough part. So we believe that, we have started seeing some inquiries from the export market. We are closely looking at that. As and when it gets converted into business only, that is what, when we can say that, yes, it has started turning around. As of now, we believe that, we'll operate more or less at the same levels where we have closed this current 9 months.
Sure, sir. So last question on my end, sir. You indicated on the renewable power thing. But if you look on a sequential basis, definitely our power cost has gone up from 15 to 21 crores, which is almost 7.3% to our net sales. So, I mean, just wanted to understand what is our focus on the renewables? How are the things moving away or probably benefited to 1 or 2 years down the line?
See, if you look at this is purely an accounting thing, because as you know, the season of, wind power generation is May to September. So as per accounting, whatever gets generated during the first two quarters, the benefit of that is, accounted for in those first two quarters. And in this quarter, the generation is significantly lower. And that is why you are seeing this differential. And otherwise, the performance in terms of this quarter is at par with the previous quarter or slightly better than the previous quarter. And to answer your question, our journey or our focus on the renewable power has really helped us in the last many years, and even today also there is a complete protection on cost increase. So almost 70% of our energy comes from the renewable base, and there is because of this, our power cost has remained very, very competitive, and that has really helped GSL maintain its margins.
So, sir, I have a couple of more questions. I'll come back in the queue again. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So, can you please throw some light on the remaining capex, that is roughly 650 crores plan that we have? What are we planning to do? When are the plans going to commission and all?
Yeah, Aditya, very valid question. As we mentioned earlier, that we have signed an agreement with Tamil Nadu government for putting up more than 1,000 crore rupees investment. 350 crore rupees we have already spent in the previous year, 40,000 spindles and solar energy investments we had made in the previous year, and the benefits of those are being seen in this year. Another project of 25,000 spindles is on schedule and will be operational by June. So 215 crore, and knitting 38 crores will be spending by the end of December. Post that, we will be going into other value-added journey of weaving as well as processing, and that probably will take in the next, I would say, 3 to 4 years time, where this balance amount will be spent. So the idea is by 2029-2030, we have almost 30 to 35% of our revenues coming from the value-added segments.
Okay, all right. And I'm tracking this, like I haven't tracked this company significantly. So I just wanted to know the source of this 1,000 crore funding. Is it from the government or how have we sourced it?
See, as of now, if you look at our balance sheet, we are a debt-free balance sheet. So all these 350 crore rupees which were spent earlier, as well as, that has come from our own internal accruals. Going forward, our plan is to, you know, have to use both internal accruals as well as bank financing, and we'll maintain, and we are confident because we are virtually a zero debt company as of now. Rather, there is a cash surplus on the balance sheet. So both from the internal accruals plus bank finance, we'll be able to finance this capex. But we'll remain very much within those boundaries of declared boundaries of debt equity of not more than 1:1. Rather, we'll maintain within 0.5:1 kind of numbers. So yes, internal accruals as well as bank finance will be used to, you know, finance this expansion.
Okay, just the last question. We have some significant amount of land bank also. So we have any plans there?
No, we will be using, see, this land bank we'll be using for our own expansion purposes. So, and that will help us grow this business on a year-to-year basis.
All right, got my answers. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Resham Jain from DSP Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So one is the capex which you have highlighted, 350 odd crores, where you mentioned spinning is 215 and 38 odd crores is for knitting. Where is the balance capex being utilized?
Amit, basically I have mentioned 350 crore rupees we have already spent, you know, in our previous expansion previous year towards 40,000 spindles which we added and the solar energy which we have spent. So that 350 is separate. In addition to that, 215 crore rupees we are spending on this 25,000 spindles reeter project in this year. June 2025 it will be over. And another 38 crores will be towards the knitting project which will be completed by December 25.
Okay, understood. And after your overall 1,000 crore capex, let's say by FY 28-29, how will the mix look like between spinning, fabric, processing?
See, as I said earlier, overall, still I would say 70% of the revenue will come from spinning and around 30% of the revenue will come from the fabric and the value-added segment. But that will be excluding our own yarn because we'll be using using our yarn for the internal and the fabric for the internal consumption. So excluding that, so that will be the kind of you know, mix of the product.
Okay, understood, sir. And so generally on the spinning side, you mentioned that the overall demand is sluggish, but overall, I think what we heard is that there has been some improvement, especially in the southern belt in Tirupur market and all. So are you seeing, because the order booking for the new export booking and all seems to be on a positive trajectory. Are you seeing anything on those lines?
Yes, Amit, as I mentioned earlier also, we are receiving inquiries which were earlier, like in the month of December, which was not at all there. We have started getting those inquiries and we are waiting for it to get converted into orders. Yes, we are seeing those kind of, you rightly mentioned those kind of inquiries coming in at our end. How much it will result into business, let's wait for a little more time. And we believe that, you know, this sector has remained underweight for very, very long time, almost 2 years. So probably some trigger should come. And this budget has been positive, as you know, that government has given this relaxation of, you know, tax rebate, which we believe will put more money into the hands of the people going forward. So some kind of, demand growth, both from export as well as from domestic side should come.
Understood. So the last one, I think the previous participant asked about land, but I think few calls back we understood that there has been some non-core assets which are there in the company post demerger. Are there any plans to monetize that and use it for the business?
Reshamji, as of now, we have not come to that because we have not required that kind of capital. Our own internal accruals are good enough to take care of all our growth needs. As and when if we feel there is any need, we'll look at that. But as of now, there are no plans to, you know, monetize as of now.
Okay, because this non-core asset has been there from quite some time, which is not yielding anything from the business perspective. So I think what explains keeping this non-core assets in the company while it is not generating any revenue. So if you can help understanding that.
See, Reshamji, as of now, we don't need that capital. You see, that is really, increase in value. So it's not that it's not growing in value. It has grown in value. And as and when we feel that, yeah, for our future growth or if some kind of strategic opportunity comes to us and we require that monetization, we'll surely do that.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Amit Ketan from Laburnum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. So my first question is on the revenues, right? We've seen a marginal decline, and if I look at our utilization, it's been similar as last quarter. So it seems that yarn prices, realized yarn prices have gone down. What explains this? Because most of our peers who have reported have sort of commented that yarn prices have been stable. So has there been any kind of adverse product mix change which explains this decline?
See, Amit, a very valid question. It's you see, quarter to quarter, some deviation will happen in terms of what orders you are supplying at what level. Small blip in the prices, but overall not much dip. If you look at our gross margins, they have only gone up, from 31% to almost 32.5% compared to the previous quarter, if you are comparing with that. So it's basically, the supplies, the sales, the orders which you execute. So there is not much differential. Rather, there has been slight improvement only in the gross margins, and more or less the margin at a gross level remained, at the last quarter's level, 95 crore and 94 crore. So not much differential.
Got it. And what is the difference in the margin profile between the knitted fabric segment and the yarn segment?
They are broadly more or less the same. It's not a very significant differential, but more or less the same.
Okay, so there has to be some benefit for undertaking CAPEX to do this, right? Otherwise, what is the point if you are getting the same margins as we are?
No, because you see, that will be additional product basket, and when we use our own yarn and on the market, you will be getting an additional incremental value addition in the value addition journey. So what we are visualizing, and basis the business that we are doing on the fabric side, we believe that it can be a value add and it can get an additional margin to us. So basis our estimates, probably the incremental capital will give us almost 13 to 14% ROCEs on going into the knitted fabric. Anything you like to
see, Amitji? Let me clarify this point. I think your question is more of it that what is the value addition we are getting out of the knitting fabric, right? At this point of the time, we are doing an outsourcing model, and in that outsourcing model, around 2%, around 1.5% to 2% is the additional margin we are generating out of the knitting and weaving business. Okay, going forward, this number will be slightly better, as Raman said. ROC on the new investment which we have just got approval will be around 13.5%. And our margin should be in the range of around 3 to 4% extra margin will get generated out of this number, of this new investments. I hope I'm being able to answer that.
Yes, yes. And when you talk about ROC, I'm assuming you're talking about on pre-tax basis, right?
Yes.
Okay. And lastly, a couple of the participants had talked about the non-core assets. Just wanted to understand what is the size of this, what is the size of the book value of these assets?
See, let me take this question. You see, basically, non-core assets, when we say that is, we are talking about the vacant land. And that vacant land we have strategically kept for ourselves, that in the future, because the journey is long for the company, we would like to use these assets for our own constructions of the new infrastructure which we built in. be it your weaving, be it your knitting or be it kind of a spinning. So for strategic purpose we have kept that those land. And see, I would not say that these lands are not generating any, currently they are not generating any, what you call that, value in the business. But ultimately the appreciation of these lands also do happen. So therefore, I think this needs to be remained with the company for the future growth of the company.
No, that's fine. I'm just trying to understand what is the book value so that when we calculate the return ratio, we can exclude that. So just wanted to get a sense of what is the amount that is on the books right now.
At this point, of I don't have the number right now, Amitji. No. Probably I will try find out and let you know.
Okay. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks again. I was looking for some more clarity when you said that 80% of the yarns produced from the new spindles will be used for knitted fabric manufacturing. So in terms of revenue, how much additional revenue will it fetch from the knitted fabric segment?
See, when we say that the knitted fabric, will have to look at the incremental value addition. As Mr. Jalan has explained, the incremental return or the ROC from this business will be around 13.5%. So we go with a value addition concept. So it will be approximately, in terms of the value, almost 14 crore rupees will be the incremental value addition that we will get. On an EBIT level, approximately 7 crore will be the value that will be get on the incremental basis on this 38 crore investment.
And that gives you around 5% of the return on that.
Okay. And so this is only for the 38 crore investment and the spindle that will be, yarn that will be produced from the 25K spindle facility, that will be sold directly to the market?
No, that will be transferred here. So the overall value from that unit will be approximately 215 crore rupees kind of number that will be there.
Okay, all right. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for this very pertinent questions to us. As I always say that your support and your questions do give us a lot of thoughts. Just wanted to kind of give you a summary of our understanding about the business. We personally believe that this budget has been really a path-breaking budget, and this will definitely support many other industries, including the textile. And I would like to highlight a couple of things. Some are short-term and some are long-term. One, which is Raman rightly said about the 1 lakh crore has been put into the pockets of the general public, and that will get kind of a consumed in the various area, and textile is going to be one of them, and surely that will help. The second is the cotton upgradation where 500 crores has been allocated. The amount of 500 crores is not important, that the understanding of the government that the crop needs to, productivity of the crop needs to be looked into. That will definitely, because gradually the productivity per acre has gone down substantially in India. So this change, this will also bring the change in the cotton seed which the government is planning to kind of consider. This will definitely help both ways. One, the competitiveness of the cotton into the Indian sector will improve. Farmers' income will also improve, and that will also help to the economy. That, I think, that's the second thing which is very important. In addition to that, many other initiatives like your quality product drive, making India as a manufacturing hub, all those things are definitely going to help, and this will definitely have a big help to the textile industry as well. Somebody asked that question about the overall, the way we are looking at. Surely we are seeing a sign of revival at this point of a time, and in Tirupur the activity has been has improved. Even I would say that Bangladesh also some normalcy is being seen in some of the part of the Bangladesh. So probably this will all help the spinning industry going forward. We are very hopeful that things will be looking at the better because it's too long a period. At least in our experience of that such a long headwind has not been seen. So probably we will be seeing the good days going forward. And definitely based on our work which we have done on the cost competitiveness, on the product basket expansion, including the customer centricity approach and looking at the kind of a specialized focus on the customer's requirements, we will be immensely getting benefit going forward. So this is what is our understanding. We are very positive on this industry. Of course, it may take some time, but hopefully things will be looking at better soon. So thank you, all of you.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.